It is now my great pleasure to invite Frank to come on in and share with us. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Mary Joy. And I am Frank, and I'm a compulsive overeater. And my abstinence date is January 10th of this year. So I am new to OA, and this is my first time in OA. I've been a member for another excuse me, have been a member of another 12-step program for for a long time, for 26 years, and I'll try not to talk about that too much, but there is, out of respect for OA, but there is some overlap, kind of. So I guess I'll talk about kind of what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. Early on, I don't remember having a problem with food, as a child. Not really. It started in my teenage years, but early on, I really didn't. Early on for me, it was the other stuff. I started with the drugs and drinking and smoking at like 13 years old, and was pretty heavy with all that very early on. My first recollection of an issue with food started when I was on the wrestling team in high school. And really did not think much of this at the time. It's only in, recently in hindsight that I've, taken a look at this. But anyway, on the wrestling team, you have to weigh in before every match. And I wrestled at 105 pounds. I didn't weigh 105 pounds. I weighed 112 pounds. So I would have to lose 7 pounds before every match. And the way that I did that was to not eat, or just eat celery sticks, or I'm talking about food, but, or, just raw vegetables. And I found I could just eat that and drink beer and still drink enough beer to get drunk and lose weight. So I would lose 7 pounds before every match, and I would, put on a plastic suit and jump rope between the two front doors of the high school where it was really hot, and I would, make the way in. And that didn't, I kind of needed some help with that too. So there were some kids in school who were selling what they called speed, which wasn't really speed, it was caffeine pills, But with these caffeine pills, I found that I could, it's a suppress my appetite, so I didn't want to eat, and so it really helped me to lose weight. And again, really never thought anything of what I was doing at the time. I wasn't the only one doing it. Some other kids would make themselves throw up after they ate, so they could make way in. It was just kind of what we did, but and now again in hindsight, I kind of noticed not all the kids were doing this, but I was doing it. And anyway, at the at one match after the first or the second round, I can't remember what I stood up and I just saw stars. I blacked out. I almost hit the mat. I almost went down because of, what I was doing, starving myself, not eating. And of course the caffeine pills and everything. But I kept doing it. And anyway, after that, for quite some years, I just really didn't have an issue with food. And even until very recently, I never really thought food was a problem for me. I never thought it. I thought I had it under control, I guess, because as time went on, after I got sober, I started gaining weight. It wasn't a lot, it was an extra 30, 40 pounds or 50 pounds, and so I So I started dieting and exercising, and I got into this pattern that I really didn't even see for the longest time what I was doing. One of my favorites was the paleo diet. I could lose weight fast, usually 20 pounds in the first month. And what I would do when I was dieting, I would weigh myself every day. And I didn't think that was weird. I didn't think it was strange because if I wasn't losing weight fast enough, I would eat less. I would, kind of starve myself, to get the results that I wanted. Again, I had this mindset, that I hear about with this sometimes that, if I'm thin, things will be different. Things will be better. And also, that without realizing what I was doing too, I felt that some aspect of my life, even though I was sober, some aspect of my life I felt was unmanageable. So this lack of control, this is the one thing I can control, is how much I eat, and my weight. So I got into this pattern of dieting and losing weight. It was usually only 30, 40 pounds, sometimes 50 pounds. But it seemed something about that 30, 40 pound mark. As soon as I got there, I always started thinking, I got this now. And now I can eat whatever I want to again. So I would go from the one extreme, of eating extremely healthy, but not really a healthy way to eat. Like I said, usually the paleo diet, and then I would go back to the binging. Of course, I'd put all the weight back on pretty quickly, and sometimes more. And I don't know how many times I did this. At least 10 times, I don't know, 10 or 15 times, I don't know. And it was sometime last year, around, well, in November, I had taken a trip to Egypt, and a tour guide took a bunch of pictures of me, and I looked at those pictures, and I almost didn't recognize who it was in the pictures. I had gained so much weight, and I'm not tall. I'm only 5'5", and I had gotten over 200 pounds, and I like I said, I looked at those pictures, and it wasn't how I saw myself. I didn't see myself as that big. I don't know, maybe because I wasn't overweight as a child. I really didn't have that issue as a child. So I didn't really see myself that way. And even as I got that big, I didn't see myself as obese. And I had become obese. It wasn't just that. There was just kind of hitting bottom that got me to come to OA. A couple of years ago, there was a friend of mine in the other fellowship who had lost over 100 pounds, and I asked him, "How did you do it?" And he just simply said, "OA." So he kind of planted that seed in me, made me start thinking about it. But I finally saw the insanity of what I was doing. We say that all the time. The insanity, insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. Every time I thought I was going to lose the weight and keep it off, every time I thought this time it's going to be different. And it never was different. Every time I would just gain the weight back. So anyway, and seeing those pictures of myself, and then I was having a lot of medical issues. I had a heart attack 6 years ago, then 2 years after that I had a stroke, because of the damage done to my heart, caused a stroke, and I was overweight, and having some pretty good GI issues, and starting to think that I might have colon cancer, I wasn't sure at the time. I thank God it turned out that I didn't. But anyway, all these things got me to come to my first meeting, and I kind of didn't know. I mean, I kind of thought I didn't realize how different it would be. And one of the things that I love about OA is the tools, and that that we talk about the tools, you know, before every meeting and explain what each tool is. It has been such a great help. And I don't know. Yeah, my history in OA is short. I did have a sponsor briefly that that didn't work out, but I ended up seeing a dietitian because of my GI issues, and she put me on a food plan, which I am following now, the food plan from the dietitian, and it's working. It's definitely a healthy food plan. So far I've lost 35 pounds, and now I don't weigh myself every day. I weigh myself once a week, which I'm sure I'll get to once a month eventually. But what I really want to talk about is I'm going through the steps again, with a sponsor. There's been this amazing transformation when just even last year, even though I was, you know, functioning fine, going to work, my pattern was kind of to go to work and on my days off to not do anything, pretty much just be on the couch and well, eating, you know, and snacking and depressed and you know in a depression but going through the motions, not really feeling very much alive, just you know waking up with those kind of feelings of like, oh shit, it's another day, you know, it's probably going to suck too, like yesterday. It's kind of, you know, it was kind of my mindset, but again sober. And yeah, something amazing has happened since I put down the food. There has been this transformation emotionally, spiritually, for sure, to where I am certainly not depressed anymore. Every day, every day I wake up is it feels like a new adventure. I don't know. It feels like another spiritual awakening. Like I'm alive. Like I'm alive, and you know, happy, joyous, and very free. Which I don't know. It's and the only thing I can attribute that to is that I was still in another addiction. I was still in the food and definitely sugar. I mean, I'm a sugar addict. And because I was still in this addiction, I just don't believe I was allowing myself to grow spiritually, emotionally. And so of course physically too. I mean, physically, I'm, you know, my body is healthier now. I'm, you know, of course, eating better and feeling better. And I don't know. You know, I didn't realize I was getting back to where I was starting to cop a lot of resentments again. I'd become, you know, complacent. So I sat down recently to break this fourth step, and pretty quickly came up with nine names, I think, plus an institution. And these were things, of course, that were playing and replaying in my mind, because I'd become complacent and didn't really take care of them with the 10th step. So now I'm at the eighth step, and you know, going to get together with my sponsor, and make these amends, talk about how to make these amends that I have to make. And I don't know, I am I know, and I know that
Gentle 5-minute reminder.
thank you, Gloria. I know that the other 12-step fellowship will always have to be my primary fellowship. But again, what OA has done for me is kind of indescribable to me. It's only been, yeah, how many days has it been? Let me look at my OA toolkit here thing. It's been, yeah, so it's been 101 days. And in 101 days, I feel like my life has done a 180 for sure. I don't know. I'm actually enjoying taking care of myself now. You know, being in the kitchen, cooking and prepping meals, and measuring. I measure my food. I'm still, I don't know, I'm dancing in the kitchen, which I certainly wasn't doing 4 months ago. So I don't know, life is good. It really is. And I'm looking forward to this journey in OA. I kind of fell into this meeting because I was going through some insomnia. When I first started, I was doing that paleo diet thing, and that always, it usually like throws me into a bout of insomnia to where I hardly need any sleep, and I was only sleeping a few hours a night. And so I happened upon this meeting, and I instantly loved it. This is a great, great group of people for sure. And I don't know, you know, I don't, I can't, I already can't make it as much as I used to because I don't have insomnia anymore. And I actually work the evening shift. So I work 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. So for me to make this meeting now, it's different than it was. But I know there are other later meetings from this group too, so I might eventually end up on one of those. But I hope to definitely stay with the group, because it really already has meant a lot to me. The parking lot after the meeting is awesome too, for any newcomers. Another one of the things, just quickly, that has really helped me too is just the OA website. There's a wealth of information on the OA website. There really is. Any questions for newcomers too, that's a good place to go. I don't know. I certainly don't feel like I'm at the point yet where I can sponsor people in OA, but I hope to be there someday. I do any other fellowship and have for a long time. And as service work is always meant a lot to me, so I am already doing service in a way too, and that definitely does a lot for me. So I don't know. I hope. I don't know. I feel like, you know, for me to come to that place of I guess, you know, hitting bottom and getting here, I don't know. I guess it just takes what it takes for all of us. And I don't know. I don't know. I guess I'm not like a low bottom compulsive overeater, but I had gotten to the point to where, because of my medical issues, I was really killing myself with food slowly. So this is a disease, just like any other addiction. And I am very grateful that all you guys in OA is here, and I guess that is it. So thank you for letting me share my story.